And verse 4 says, then he said to them, is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do evil? To save life or to kill? But they kept silent. Then he said to them, is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do evil? To save life or to kill? Walk with me today from this topic. Always time for a good blessing. Amen. Always time for a good blessing. Anybody feel like being blessed today? Yeah, always time for a good blessing. I know it's Sunday. I know it's the Sabbath, but it's still a good time. No time like now to be blessed. But anybody ever had stuff happen in your life and you needed Jesus to come pick some things up for you? Amen. You know, we get ourselves kind of in a bind sometimes. We get in a world of mess sometimes. We get wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up sometimes. And we need Jesus to come and unravel some things, to come and fix some things up in our life. Amen. I know that he will shake things up so that you could receive a good blessing. How many of y'all want a good blessing? Yeah, thank you, Lord. We find Jesus in Mark 3 shaking some things up. I don't know if y'all saw it, but y'all get it in a minute. He was shaking some things up. He was setting things in order. He was continuing to teach a lesson. He was continuing to heal in spite of folk talking trash. Jesus was continuing to do good, even in the midst of his enemies keeping a watchful eye on him. The enemy was waiting for Jesus to slip up so they could say, aha, got you. We find here in Mark 3 the spiritual battle coming to a head. It actually started, if y'all get a chance, go read the entire first chapter and second chapter. The battle actually started in chapters 1 and 2. And now we find at the end of chapter 2, Jesus had just set the Pharisees free because they were accusing him of breaking laws on the Sabbath when he had his disciples pluck corn from the cornfields. Jesus shook them up. He said, hey, the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. What? Then he declared himself the Lord of the Sabbath. Oh, he messed him up. Yeah. The spiritual battle continued in chapter 3. Now Jesus done shook them up. They set them straight. Now they got some eyes on him. Alright, let's see what he's going to do now on the Sabbath. Yeah. Jesus always do things for a purpose. How many of y'all know that? Yeah, he does. And sometimes he has to shake some things up in your life so that you can have a good blessing. Anybody want a good blessing today? Amen. That's a shout and praise for it right there. He'll shake some stuff up for you to ensure that you get a good blessing. The Pharisees had they had constructed a mountain of man-made rules and traditions. And Jesus messed them up. Very few things hinder our relationship more with the Lord Jesus than a bunch of human traditions, a bunch of old habits. Amen? Somebody said, you want to hear God laugh? Tell him your plan. Amen. You want to get the Lord Jesus fun up? Get hung up on your own selfish ambitions instead of doing what is right. Somebody say it's always time to do good.
Always
It's always time for a good blessing. Yeah. These Pharisees made the mistake we often make. Can I preach this? They were looking to themselves and not to Jesus. Jesus made them mad. And they're making Jesus mad. How many of y'all want to be in a conflict with the Lord Jesus today? Jesus did not compromise. He believed it's always good to do good. Jesus moved from doing good on the Sabbath in the field to doing good on the Sabbath in the synagogue. Oh boy. His enemies got him now. But then Jesus, then he just got to telling them, I'm the Lord of the Sabbath. So the Sabbath day is the Lord's day. Jesus said, I'm the lawgiver. I'm the anchor of spiritual authority. I'm still the one who can heal anytime. Jesus wants you to know today that the Lord's day is a blessing, not a burden. Amen? And if he has to go shake some things up to bless you today, he will. Amen. Amen. Ain't that good to know? So he kept on healing. He kept on doing good. Even on the Sabbath. God is saying to us today, keep doing good no matter what. How many of y'all can hear him today?
Amen.
Keep doing good no matter what. And if you're not going to do good, he says, just get up. Are you don't believe me? Look at it before again. Then he said to them, is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do evil? To save life or to kill? But they kept silent. You know, somebody once said, if you ain't got nothing good to say, don't say nothing. Amen? Yeah. God said, don't worry about the naysayers today. Don't you worry about the enemy. You just do good. And there's always time for a good blessing. Thank you, Lord God. Let Jesus be your anchor and your guide. Just follow him. Just do good. Jesus will get you your blessing. How many of y'all believe that? He'll get you your blessing.
Amen.
Yeah, not only he'll get you a blessing, he'll get you a good blessing. Always time for a good blessing. Let's see what God has. God's going to leave you a few things. Is that all right?
Go ahead.
It's always time. Always time for a good blessing. The first thing is this. Don't worry about being accused. Don't worry about being accused. Mm-hmm. Anybody ever had their best friend criticize them? Mm-hmm. How about your family? Just as soon as we're born, folk gonna criticize us, am I right? God said, don't worry about being accused today. That's the first thing.
Amen.
Always time for a good blessing. The first thing is don't worry about being accused. Let's pick up that verse 1. Let's read a couple of verses. Go back to that verse 1 with me. Y'all still with me?
Go ahead.
And he entered the synagogue again. And a man was there who had a withered hand. So they watched him closely. The Pharisees watching Jesus. So they watched him closely whether he would heal him on the Sabbath so that they might accuse him. God has said, don't you worry about being accused today.
Amen.
Amen. How many know that folk are going to criticize you no matter what? Folk gonna talk about you no matter how much good you try to do. Am I right?
Amen.
Anybody ever been falsely accused? Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, we find here that Jesus didn't let doing good be restricted by a date or a location. Amen? Jesus created some commotion in the synagogue on the Sabbath. Now, some theologians believe that this man with a deformed hand had been planted there on purpose by the Pharisees. Maybe they were trying to catch Jesus healing in a sacred place on the Sabbath so that they could bring accusations against him. Well, planted or not, the man got healed. Am I right? Somebody say, that's a good thing. Yeah, maybe the Pharisees did plant him there. But from his perspective, it was a good thing. He got healed. Jesus took the time on that Sabbath in that synagogue to heal him. Always time for a good blessing.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Church, you know, I kind of saw it another way. I think that Jesus knew exactly what he was doing. How about you?
Amen.
I think that whereas he went into the synagogue to worship, while he was there, he deliberately healed to cause a confrontation with his enemies.
Amen.
He wanted to shake them up some more. Yeah. How many know God is ready to shake things up for you in your life if you need him to? Amen. Certainly, he could have waited until, you know, the next day. Am I right? But he wanted to challenge the Pharisees now. Jesus didn't care about the criticism. He didn't care about the accusation. He wanted to challenge their self-righteous, legalistic, man-made traditions. Jesus was intentionally provoking a confrontation. Oh boy. They were expecting a healing, so Jesus kept their eyes wide open. Okay, y'all want to see if I'm going to heal? Watch this. While they were scrutinizing Jesus, he was poking right back at them. Amen? Aren't you glad that you've got Jesus to poke on the devil when he's trying to criticize you for doing the right thing?
Amen.
Jesus is teaching us today, in spite of folks scrutinizing and criticizing us, we need to still do good.
Amen.
We need to be sensitive to those who need compassion.
Amen.
Sensitive to those who need some help. Am I right?
Amen.
Jesus saw a man who needed his attention. Jesus knew that in spite of the enemy, healing this man was an opportunity to put God's power on display. How many of y'all know that God can't wait to bless you?
Amen.
God can't wait to bless you. How many are looking for an opportunity to put God's power on display today?
Amen.
Yeah, God here, use me, bless me. Yes, show my enemy that you're still in the blessing business. In spite of folk criticizing you and accusing you, you help somebody anyhow. Do good anyhow. Don't let your enemy enslave you. Do good. It might cause you some heartache, but do good anyhow. Always time for a good blessing.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't care what day it is. I don't care what time it is. Lord, bless me. Always time for a good blessing. The first thing is, don't worry about being accused. The second thing is, don't you ever give up. Don't you ever give up. watch what Jesus did. Y'all still with me? Look at that verse 3 with me of that third chapter. Watch this. And he said to the man who had the withered hand, step forward. Jesus is going to show out now. Then he said to them, is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do evil? To save life or to kill? But they, the Pharisees, all those accusers, kept silent. And when he had looked around at them with anger, being grieved by the hardness of their hearts, he said to the man, stretch out your hand. And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored as whole as the other. Thank you, Lord. Always time for a good blessing. And first of all, don't worry about being accused. And second of all, don't you ever give up. Jesus didn't care about the foolery, did he? Jesus wasn't giving in, and he wasn't backing down. He had some strong convictions. Did y'all hear it? Did y'all feel it? Who's got some strong convictions today when it comes to serving your Lord and Savior? When it comes to being out there doing what God have you do, in spite of challenges and people challenging you and stuff coming in the way, are you still convicted? God says, don't you ever give up. Jesus kept pressing on regardless of the consequences. Knowing folk were trying to trap him. Knowing folk were trying to kill him. He kept pressing.
Amen.
Jesus is saying to us today, don't give up. Don't you give up. Be right in what you do. Be right in what you say. Be right in what you feel. Jesus could see the hardening of their hearts, and it made him mad. Y'all do know Jesus does get mad about foolishness. Amen? They got mad, and Jesus got mad. This was a spiritual battle. And Jesus could not compromise. He could not give in. Look at what he did, knowing it would make his enemies mad. Look at what Jesus did. He called the man with the deformed hand to stand up and step forward. Right in the midst of everyone so he could be seen. Look how God handles your enemies. Yeah, he gonna bless you right in front of them. Those that tried to hinder you, those that tried to harm you, he's going to make sure they see him blessing you. Ain't God good? Somebody say, in your face.
In your face.
In your face, Satan.
In your face, Satan.
Come on, y'all do better. In your face, Satan.
In your face, Satan.
Then watch what Jesus asked his enemies a question. Deacon Moore, that they never answered. He said, is it lawful to do good or on the Sabbath or to do evil? And never asked. Yeah. You can hear a pin drop. Yeah, they weren't good. God is asking your enemy today, do you have a problem with me blessing them even if you don't want them to be blessed? Thank you, Lord. Look at God. The Pharisees probably learned by now not to answer because it always got them in more trouble.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus was telling them, since evil is at work every day, including Sunday, why should good be at work every day as well? Somebody say it's always time for a good blessing. Jesus broke through all the red tape, all the shenanigans and all the congestion and all the traditions and got to the heart of the situation. Amen?
Amen.
God is the one who gave the Sabbath. And God is good what?
All the time.
And all the time? God is good what?
All the time.
And all the time, God is good. So we got to do good all the time. And it's always time for a good blessing. Jesus healed a man on the Sabbath. Yes, he did. It was an act of his mercy. It was an act of his grace. It was an act of his love. Won't he do it? The Pharisees and all their traditions knew nothing about mercy, grace, and love. Amen? Jesus held his ground. He did not give in. Don't you give in. And don't you ever give up. Always time for a good blessing. The first thing, don't worry about being accused. You don't care who we are. Folk gonna criticize you. We're going to accuse you of something falsely that you ain't do. Am I right?
Amen.
Usually for their own little idea of purposes. Am I right?
Amen.
Don't worry about being accused. The second thing is, don't you ever give up. The last thing is this, as we take this on home. Don't sweat all the plotting.
Amen.
Don't sweat all the plotting. Come on, let's pick up that verse 6 and let's take it home. Verse 6 of that third chapter says, then the Pharisees went out and immediately plotted with the Herodians against him how they might destroy him. God says, don't sweat. Don't even sweat all the plot. How many of y'all know that your enemy is out to destroy you? God says, don't worry about your enemy plotting against you. I've got you. Thank you, Lord. Well, the bloodhounds of hate,
yes,
were gathering together now.
What?
And coming after Jesus. How many of y'all know your enemy is going to come after you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. The enemy wasn't going to let up. From that point on, they became extremely hostile toward Jesus. The Pharisees were so mad over what Jesus had done that they united with the Herodians and started plotting how they could destroy Jesus. The thing of it is, the Pharisees and the Herodians hated each other. But they both didn't like Jesus. So they plotted together. You know, they took that approach of the enemy of my enemy is my friend. So they united together and conspired against Jesus. Somebody said they can plot.
They can plot.
They can plot.
They can plot.
But I'm still blessed. Come on, y'all can do better. Somebody said they can plot.
They can plot.
But I'm still blessed.
I'm still blessed.
Don't sweat all the plotting. Church, there are going to be people out there who just despise you. Don't sweat. No matter how much good you try and do, there's always going to be somebody who doesn't like you. Don't sweat. Somebody is jealous of you. Don't sweat. Somebody's going to conspire against you. Don't sweat. Somebody say, but Jesus.
But Jesus.
Yeah, we've got to hold the line. Just like Jesus did. So what if you make the enemy mad? So what if they come after you? God's got you. Jesus will shake up your enemy. He'll shake you in him up. Just keep doing good. And then good blessings will come. Am I right?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Even doing good sometimes is not enough for some folk. Am I right?
Thank you, Lord.
If we don't arrive at the exact place doing the exact thing somebody else wants us to do, we are still criticized. We still get misrepresented. We still get falsely accused. We still get hostility towards us. Somebody say, but God. God says to us today, just keep doing good. I'll fight your battle. I'll bless you anyhow. Some will try to get you, but I'll take care of you. Some will try to put you down, but I'll take care of you. Somebody's going to try to put your head on a platter, but I'll take care of you. Some will talk about you no matter what, but I'll take care of you. When you need Jesus to shake things up, won't he do it?
Always.
Yeah, he'll shake things up. Although life is unfair, keep doing good. Although the righteous do suffer, keep doing good. God will take care of you. As I get ready to close out, church, do good because it's right to do good. Do good because God is, he said that God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Do good because all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Do good because for surely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. Do good, but God demonstrated his love toward us while we were yet sinners. Christ died for us. Always time for a good blessing. Give God some praise. Let me leave you with this. There's a story many years ago of a preacher who was persecuted for his faith in God and accused of trying to be too righteous. Someone broke into his house and ransacked it. Then him and his family was driven out of their home and all his possessions were confiscated. He then cried out, saying, I have fallen into the hands of the enemy. They have taken all of my possessions from me. Somebody then asked him, what now? The preacher then said, well, I tell you what now. They have not taken my joy. They have not taken my spirit. They have not taken away my good conscience. They have not taken my Jesus. They have not taken my hope. I still have love in my heart. I still sleep and wake up. I still eat and drink. I still read the word. Then finally he said, and because I have so much still to be thankful for, I'm still blessed and I'll never give up. There's always time for a good blessing. Don't worry about being accused. Don't you ever give up and don't sweat all the plotting. God's got you. Give him some glory. Give him some praise in this place. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Always time. God gonna bless you no matter what your enemies say. No matter what day it is. No matter what place you're in. He's gonna bless you because he's the God of all things. Am I right? And he is indeed a good God. God is good what?
All the time.
And all the time. It's always time for a good blessing. Let us stand our feet to become with our invitation. Discipleship 249. My God is real.